All right. So let's start this sugya here in Vav, the bottom of Vav. Ketzad Ma'arvin Derech Rishus Harabim. Okay, this is a really, there's a lot to be derived from this next piece of Gemara. I'm not sure how much we'll derive from it, but there's a lot to be derived from this. We'll have to see how we're going to, how deeply we're going to go into everything here. Okay, who wants to take it? Stop. Okay. Okay, so the question is, how are Ketzad Ma'arvin Derech Rishus Harabim? How do you make an Erev in a Derech Rishus Harabim? Okay, what is a Derech Rishus Harabim? Rashi? Okay. So Rashi says it's what? It's Mashma that it's 16 Amos wide. I mean, a real Rishus Harabim. Go ahead. And an ear that has 600,000. Now what? The Ein Bo Choma. There's no wall. Where is there no wall? There's no wall around the whole city? There's no wall around the whole city? That's why. Why? Yerushalayim was a Rishus Harabim.
You mean to buy the ear?
Okay, so the question is like, are you go race the O or not? Right, so if you're not go race the O, then how do you learn? You learn like this. The Ein Bo Choma. What has no Choma? First?
The
Derech Rishus Harabim has no Choma. Why? Shehoya Rishus Harabim Shelo Mechuvan Mishar Lashar. Sheyei Mefulash. Domel Digle Midbar. In other words, if you read it without the O, then you're going to say like this. He's explaining that even though this Rishus Harabim is in an ear, right? Even though Rishus Harabim is in a city, and the city might have a wall, right? This derech is not considered to have a wall. Why? Because the derech goes straight through Mishar L'Shar. Right?
The city represents the entire circle.
This is the wall. Here's the Shar. Right, here's the Shar. Here's the Rishus Harabim. Right? This whole thing is the ear. Right? That's one way to learn. Right? Just like Yerushalayim. Right? Yerushalayim had a wall. But it's Rishus Harabim, but it had a Rishus Harabim in it. It's a good question. That's a whole big problem. But that's one way to learn, right? Now, what if you learn the O? What if you go race? Who's go race the O? Okay. So let's go on. So it's Mustafa without the O. So what's the Gemara say? That what do you do if it's a how are you ma'arev rishus harabim derech rishus harabim? So you have a three positions here. Tanakama says tzuras haPesach mikan velechi okor mikan. Right, I think you write the riff in the rush is Okora. It's a question. The riff in the rush say Okora. Rashi, at least he has the Dibra Maschil of Lechi Vikora. We'll have to see. Okora. Oh. Either one. Okay.
Is that with everything now? Is everything now or just those?
On each side. On each side, there's one thing. Is it Tzuras HaPesach Mikan?
Oh, and
on the other side is either Lechi or Kora. Right. Okay, Chananya says, Tzmachlokas Beishamai Besilcha. Chananya says that Beishamai holds, you need a door here and a door there.
And?
That's it. And what? And when they leave, they have to lock it, lock the door.
That's part of it.
Mm-hmm. And Beis Hillel says, a door here, and a lechi or a kora there. Okay? So you have three possibilities. Either Beis Shammai is the most machmir, right? You need two locked doors. Beis Hillel holds you need one door and one lechi or korah. It's not clear right now if that door has to be locked or not. And Tanakama hold, all you need is a tzuras of Pesach mikan and a lechi or korah mikan.
Right, there's a locked door where they can help you over there. Because the other side
was
still open.
Well, we'll have to see. But we might have three walls. What?
Why is that the most mafia?
Requires the most. That's all I mean. Requires the most. The most ticking. Yeah. Right. Well, even the two locked doors being plain shut is even when they're not locked, it's still the Rosh Hashanah. Even when the doors are open, it's still Rosh Hashanah. I think the Meiri has a funny. The Meiri says since people know the doors get closed, they don't come. They don't come as often. It itself changes the hilach of the rabbi. Yeah.
use the word no.
Yeah, the Gemara doesn't say you have to lock the doors by Beis Hillel, so we can assume it means. It's not clear. I mean, Machlok, Rashi and Tosis seem to disagree on Tosis with Omar Rabba.
Does locked mean closed or does it?
It means closed. Closed and inaccessible, and I mean locked. No, it means actually locked, like a bar. Like that's it. Like you lock up for the night. No.
Well,
that just means closed.
Why?
Ni ilas. What does the Gemara say later on? It means just roy lino. Mean null just means closed.
It doesn't mean it's roy to be locked. It means closed.
Just closed. Okay, you're right. You're right. Right. Don't bring that up. Okay. No, you're right.
Yeah.
Just means close.
A lot of those.
No one brings down about the by Yerushalayim? I thought they have that over there. Anyway, let's go on. So the problem with this Gemara is that this case is just impossible. Not possible that this is really, that there's such a case like this. Why? Go ahead. Yeah, in other words, this Gemara, this statement is impossible because the statement is saying that you can take a real Rishus HaRabim, and be Ma'ariv it. So the Gemara says, is that possible? Is that possible? Go ahead. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda said, yeah. So the Braisa, very, very popular. This Braisa comes up a lot in this Masechta. That what? That more than this, Rabbi Yehuda said. Not only that, more than that, he said. Okay? What did he say, first of all? What is he saying more than? More than what? So Rashi explains. Okay. So the original case that Rabbi Yehuda was commenting on is a case where you have two machitzos on either side. You have two cases, you have two machitzos on either side, right? Plus you have p'tikra on the top. Okay? So now the Braisa says, Yeser al-Kain. That what? What's Yeser al-Kain? Continue. Afilu hecha deleka p'tikra. Hoil the ika shte mechitzos ma'al yisah mechitzas habayis mikan mechitzas bayis mikan sheni mikan sagi betakanta porta. So Yeser al-Kain means even without the p'tikra, right? If you get rid of the top, now all you have is two mechitzos, right? You just have two mechitzos. So what do you do? What does Rabbi Yehuda say you need to do? Yeah.
Or a lechi on each side.
A lechi on each side. Where are the lechis? Right in the Gemara. Yes, sir. Okay. Right. Mi shayi lo shnei batim mishnei tivu shu rabim. Oh, so lechi mikan v'lechi mikan. Akor mikan v'akor mikan. Yeah. What does Rashi say? V'nosim v'nosim b'amza. What does Rashi say? Where are the lechis going? He's reading Rashi.
Yeah, that's the beginning of one.
Read the Rashi. Brisa says, right, so the Rabbanan say, no, you can't be Ma'arvish Rabban Bikach, right? But Bikach is just two lechis or two koras. Chananya didn't say two lechis or two koras. There'd be no contradiction. This is no kasha in Chananya, right? The question is from the V'chi Tema. V'chi Tema, this is part of the Brisa. V'chi Tema.
With this.
That's the Gemara clarifying what the Rabbanan hold. But I'm saying literally from that statement, Ein Ma'arav Meshusharam Bekach, you can't prove anything. That's why the Gemara has to continue. V'chi Tema, maybe you'll say. Right. So maybe you'll say the Rabbanan were just critical of the fact that it's two lechis or two koras. But if there were dalsos, it would be good. Right? Then our brisa, then our Tana Rabbanan would be good according to who? Everybody could work out. I mean, well, it would be good according to Beis Shammai and maybe Beis Hillel. Right? That would be kasha on the Tana Kama. Go ahead.
No, buses are definitely
good,
right?
Says Lomarva have a dalsos me'arva, right? If you would say that you can make it that you can use dalsos for what? To make a rishus yachid. Well, let's see, guys. V'homa Rabba bar barhun barachana amar Rav Yochanan. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yerushalayim. So maybe you'll say that what? That dalsos are good. Go ahead. But Rabbi Yochanan said Yerushalayim, if it weren't for the fact that that its doors were locked at night, it would have been Rishus HaRabim. Go ahead. Right. So that's a riot to the other way to learn that. Since Yerushalayim has a choma, But it's Rishus HaRabim is mefulash. So there's no, it's not considered to be walled in. It's just a rub. Go
ahead.
Okay, fine. So if you put doors, if you lock the doors of Yerushalayim, then what? Then it makes it into a chotesh rabim. Me'arvin as kula. See, the word me'arvin does not mean no. The words me'arvin means the eruv chateros. That's what the word me'arvin means. The eruv. Whenever the Gemara talks about making an eruv, it means making an eruv chateros, putting bread together for everybody in one spot. Right? The Gemara says later on. But me'arvin means that the makom is roi for an eruv.
Meaning if they did it with the bread, then
that would
be fine.
Right. So if you had the dalsos na'olos, you can't dalsos na'olos belaila makes you capable now of having an eruv to make it all urshasiyachid, to make it all have the head to tiltal, right? But the eruv, literally speaking, the eruv refers to the bread. That's what the Gemara says later on. Yud Beis. Does lecha make a urshasiyachid? Does lecha make a urshasirabim? It doesn't mean when it says me'arvin, it means with this structure, can you make an eruv chateros? Okay, just technically speaking, that's why Rashi brings it back to saying that with the doors being closed, then you can make an eruv. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so now it's just a confusing Gemara. So who is the question on? Because there are three sheetahs in the beginning. So according to Rashi, the question is on Beis Hillel. Okay? That what? That Beis Hillel said, all you need is a delas mikan, vikor mikan. Right? I mean, certainly on the Tana Kama. But Beis Hillel says, all you need is a delas mikan. And what? You see from Yerushalayim that what do you need? Doors. You need doors. Right? You see from Yerushalayim that you need doors. Okay? So that's the kasha. Kasha is, how can you say that they're talking about a real Rishus HaRabim? And Beis Hillel will say, you can take a Rishus HaRabim, Gemura, a real highway going through a town, and put one door on one side, and a lefty on the other side, and turn it into a Rishus HaYachid. But we learn that Yerushalayim, if it wasn't for the two doors, it would have been a Rishus HaRabim. So it's not possible to say that one door turns a Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYachid. Okay, go ahead.
So you can all also Dal Yachid.
So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Hachikomar. What are we talking about? Ketzad ma'arvin mavuos ha'mufulashin l'rishus ha'rabim. Okay, I decided to do, we'll do all the Gemara first, and it'll be clearer when we proceed. In other words, now we have to change the case. The case does not read Tanu Rabbanan Ketzad ma'arvin derech rishus ha'rabim. That's wrong. It's a mistake. This is not true. You can't say Ketzad ma'arvin derech rishus ha'rabim with a delas mikan and a lechi mikan. Delas Mikan, Lechi Mikan would not change a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.
Is there a real Havamina
now?
No.
No, impossible. So what was it the whole time? It was a Mavoy HaMefulash L'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Okay? It was a Mavoy HaMefulash L'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. A Mavoy HaMefulash L'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Okay? But it only has two doors. It has two sides. So that needs more than a regular Mavoy Sosom. Okay, so what do you need? So then you have the machlokas, then you have the three-way machlokas, okay? But just factually speaking, unfortunately it's another one of these sugyas, a little bit factually complicated, but the bottom line is what? That the Gemara is only, that this three-way machlokas is only talking about a mavoi mefulash l'rishus rabim, not a rishus rabim atzma. Rishus rabim atzma, the only way to be matir it is closed doors on either side. Okay, but a mavoi mafulash l'rishus ha'rabim, then you have a three machlokas. Then you have a three machlokas. Okay, those are the facts. Okay. All right. Anyway, let's go. Weiter. So, what does the Rashi say? Okay. So the problem is like this. So the Rashba takes it up. That what? That at first, in the Havamina, the Gemara thought it's what? What did the Gemara think about this place? So he says, Rashi says it's 16 amas wide. Right? A real Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Gemura, going through it. Okay? And it's mashma that way, because the maskana is, it's a mavoi mafulash. Mashma, that now they thought it was a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Gemura. And the answer says, no, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Gemura. It's a Mavoi open to a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But according to the Havamina, it itself was a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Okay? And also, because the Gemara asks from Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim itself was certainly a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with 16 amos wide. So what's the problem? The problem is like this. If that's the case, that what? If that's the case, that it's 16 amos wide, what's the problem? What's the problem? Just tell me outside. What's the problem? How could you make a lechi? Right? How could you make a lechi? Why? Problem. Right? Problem is, if you're going to tell me that it's 16 amos wide, then how could you possibly have thought that you can put up a lechi over there? The Gemara doesn't have a problem with putting up the lechi. The Gemara's problem is the lechi won't help. But it's mashma that the Gemara didn't have a problem putting up a lechi. But you can't put up a lechi on an alley wider than 10. So you're stuck, right? You're stuck. Plain pshat is, and Rashi says explicitly, it's a 16 amos wide area. And yet, the Gemara says that a lechi can be placed there. The only thing is, the lechi won't work, but the lechi can be placed there. So how's that possible? Right? Go ahead. Okay, yeah. Okay, so what do you say? So what does the Rashba answer? What does the Rashba answer? That what?
The question?
Yeah, for that answer, for that question. What? So Tosis answers that what? No, this for, what do you mean? Doesn't he answer right now that it's less than 10? That it is 10? Okay. So the Rashba answers that what? He quotes Tosis that really the area, really the alleyway that we're discussing is itself 10 amos wide. If it's 10 amos wide, how is it Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Right? Go ahead.
From where?
So he says, Vafilu hachi heim Rosh Hashanah Rabbim gemura. Shebisrati oplati mikan mikan. There's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on either side. Go ahead. Erech ha-movoi le-arkon. What does that mean? The length of the mavoi is with the length of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbims. Sheharabim nichnosim bo mikan v'yotzim bo biyosher below shetzrichim l'sakim klal. If you go in there, what do you have? Do you have that? Shelo tzrichim l'sakim klal.
I have below shetzrichim.
What below shetzrichim l'sakim klal? Right. Ubichiha afal pisha beemtza miskatze v'chozer lepochus misheisrei ein bekach klum v'rshus rabim gemuri kilu yesh bo sheisrei ama. That's a funny statement. So the Rashba says, what's the answer? The answer is there's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Mikan. And a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Mikan. And those two Rosh Hashanah Rabbims are what? 16 amas wide. But in the middle it narrows. In the middle it narrows down. Right? So at that point, what? That, even though it narrows, it still is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Even though it narrows, so why? Why? Because you can go from one Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to the next Rosh Hashanah Rabbim without turning. Okay? Now he's like this, but now if you're going to tell me that a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on either side makes the area that's enclosed by it a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but the Gemara's answer is the Mavi Mefulash Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which is also an area less than 16 amos with Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on either side. So why isn't that a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Gemura? Right, the Gemara's whole answer is, we're not talking about Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Gemara, we're talking about an area that's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on either side. But if you can tell me Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on either side makes it Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then it's still Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Gemura. Right? So what does he say?
Right, should I read over that question?
No.
Okay, so it says, outside or inside?
Outside.
That the Mavoi, you have to make a turn to get around it. So if it went straight through, you could continue walking.
This is the key part now. That the ones who want to go from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into the Mavoi, they have to turn and enter. Ve'einon nichnosin bo biyosher. They don't go straight in. Lefikach nire ha-Mavoi ki Rosh Hashanah Cheres. Ve'einon min Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Gonzeh. Okay, that's where he's defining it. That's where he's defining the difference, right? In the first way, he's saying you go biyosher from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It doesn't matter what's in the middle. The middle doesn't have to be its own Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. As long as you go biyosher without having to turn, then he considers that what? It's like it's 16 amos wide itself. It's like it's 16 amos wide itself. But if the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, if the two Rosh Hashanah Rabbims flow parallel to each other, and what? And the Mavoi is perpendicular, right? Then in order to go from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim A to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim B, you have to take a turn, right? But now he's explaining, who cares that you have to take a turn? Now it's like a different Rosh Hashanah. So what's his svar over here? So what's his svar of the area in between? When does it become Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? When is it considered part of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? When is it not? What makes it a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? But why is he focused on it looking like another Rosh Hashanah? Just say, because the Rabbim don't go that way. Just say because you can't. In other words, he seems to be like combining two things. You know what I mean? Why is he focusing on how it looks? It's not nira. It's not nira. It's nira kirishus. It's nira kirishus latzmo. It's nira kirishus acheres. Veino minarish minrishus arab. In other words, how do you define a rishus harabim? If you need, certainly he's saying you don't need every inch to be 60 amas wide, right? That's certainly true, right? So then he proposes that you go from rishus harabim to rishus harabim by it. The only thing is, he realizes you can't say that absolutely, because that's the Gemara's whole answer, that it's not a rishus harabim because it merely goes from rishus harabim to rishus harabim. So what's the definition then? You can't say it needs to be 60 amas wide, in fact. And you can't say it simply goes from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah between it. Right? So how do you... So what's his answer here? Yeah, what are you saying? No, if you're sensitive to his Lashon, what is the sensitivity to his Lashon tell you over here? That what's the factor of the Hilach of the Rabbim? No, he's focusing on the factor of Hilach, right? That's what he's focusing on. How does the Hilach go? Does the Hilach go with this thing? Or does it require a change of the Hilach of the Rabbim to enter and exit this thing? Right? But that's not the end of the story for him. That's just a cause of something else. What's that a cause of? That's correct. He seems to be learning like this, that the question of the Hilach is a question of whether you're going to include this Mavoi as one entity with this with the rest of this road. In other words, saying the Rishus HaRabim is the Tes Zayina Tes Vavama. But Tezainama is what? That's Koveya, the Derech of the Rabbim. That's the Koveya of what the Derech of the Rabbim, where the Derech of the Rabbim is. Right? But the Derech of the Rabbim is an entity. It's one cheftza. It's one long entity. Anything that's considered to be part of that is also going to be Rosh Hashanah. In other words, you don't need the substance of 16 amos wide to be the Rosh Hashanah. That's Koveya the Derech. Now the Hilach, the Hilach of the Rabbim of that Derech is going to define what things are part of the Derech that was established and what things are different from the Derech that was established.
So, you know, it's not just the truth, it's also about structurally being part of it.
Structurally, it has to be part of it. No, there's any part. He holds that once you're Koveya, the Derech of the Rabbim, which is the 16 Amos on each side, anything that's a part of it, structurally, is also part of the Rishus Rabbim.
It's a part of what?
The Derech. Now you don't say you have two drachim with a break in the middle, with a picnic area in the middle. Okay, you say that as long as the Tashmish has not changed, as long as the Hilach is continuous from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Rabbim, then you're Koveya one long Cheftza. And you're not mechalek within each part of the area. Each part of the area doesn't have to have all the requirements of the. But if there's a move that goes in between, so then in terms of the tashmish, it's like a different type of a function. So there's no tziruf. It's not going to be considered part of. It's not going to be considered subsumed under. The derech of the Rishus Rabbim. It was really Rishus Rabbim is the derech of Rishus Rabbim. 16 amos is objectively what's koveya, but whatever through the tashmish is adjoined to that is also part of the derech of the Rabbim. The thing is, if tashmish requires that you leave what the 16 amos, if the tashmish, if its use requires you to deviate from what is defined by the 16 amos, then it's its own, then it's its own entity. Now, as its own entity, it has to be judged on its own. Now, that's his point. His point is, if you tzorach list akeim, then in terms of the tashmish, it's its own entity. So now you have to judge it on its own. As long as you don't have to be, as long as you don't have to change the flow of the 16 amos, then it can be considered mitzuraf to the 16. See, I was saying similar to what you're saying, Chaim, but you don't. It's not that you're joining one end to the other, and you're joining this to it. It's like the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is like a highway. So whatever is defined as part of that route 66, whatever it is, whatever is part of that route, is considered. Now a detour is different. You need the 16 amos just to be koveya, but you don't need it in substance in every single spot.
It would end right after the, it wouldn't open up into another structure. It involves a structure.
Okay, one thing. But it's not. But he's not sure about Rashi. He's not sure if Rashi would agree. And according to Rashi, it seems like Rashi holds that that the 16 amos is a shear itself in the shame of Shusha Rabbi. Without 16 amos, you just can't have the shame of Shusha Rabbi. Right? He holds you can. He holds you need the 16 amos to be koveya, the cheftza of the derech harabim. But as long as it's on either side, you can be koveya that even through the 10 amos. But Rashi, he's not sure about Rashi. Rashi seems to hold that what? That you actually need. See, there's no raya from the first Rashi. Someone was asking me, Tosus also in the first Tosus says you put a lechi over there, you build up the road. There's no raya from the first one, because the first one is just a straight case of Derech Hashram. The only raya comes from Rabbi Yehuda's case. Right? Because Rabbi Yehuda's case is where you see really he has the problem with learning that it can't be bigger than 16. I mean, but even the first case too. I mean, I can put a lechi. I don't know. But anyway, no, because the first case you can. No, Rashi doesn't say where you put the lechi. Rashi doesn't say where you put the lechi in the first case. He could be agreeing with Tosus. Second case is hard, because Rabbi Yehuda is certainly not saying build out a road, build out a big crazy thing. He just says a lechi or car. So, yeah. That. You see, the two very telling lines of the Rashba. I mean, I'm just telling you. I think it's important to these two, the two lines in the Rashba that are critical are what? Someone want to guess? It's always hard to do on the spot. The one where he says is Ke'ilu yesh bo sheshes re'amo. That's one. It's as if it has 16 amos. Right? And the second one is where he says that it's nira kirishus acheres. What do you mean it's ke'ilu sheshes re'amo? What does that mean? What does it mean? It's like it has 16 amos. Right, you know, min Rosh Hashanah. But what does it mean it's like it has 16 amos? What does that mean it's like it? That means to say that 16 amos is koveya, a more abstract idea. Right, of a derech that's nimsar l'rabim. If the hiluch harabim goes through a bridge that's a little smaller, it can also have that same quality. You understand? It can't have the 16 amos. If you say you need 16 amos and you don't have it, you can say, well, it's like you have it. Right? But if 16 amos, the only way for that to make sense is if the 16 amos in his mind is koveya, something that's greater, something other than the dimension. So then you can say, since you have 16 amos on either side, now what runs through it has the same quality as what 16 amos itself would do. Right, but Rashi, huh? And the nearer side is showing you that it's only working because it's part of the flow that makes this cheftza, that makes this entity not judged on its own, but mitzuraf to the greater entity of the derech harabim. Is that the whole goal? Is to try to get this smaller piece that on its own wouldn't have this shame to be subsumed under the larger derech harabim.
Not part of the flow of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim at all.
He's saying since it's not part of the flow, even though it has, practically speaking, Rishus HaRab on either side, that's not the factor. He's trying to explain. The factor is not that there's Rishus HaRab on either side. The fact is that it's one entity. Right? Okay. Whereas Rashi holds Rishus HaRab is Shesh Kisik Zamas itself.